NBC News. I'm Brian Clark. Major executive action on immigration expected from President Biden Tuesday, and sources say this would shield roughly 500,000 spouses of U.S. citizens from deportation, letting them apply for permanent resident status without having to return to their home country. Surgeon General Vivek Reddy says social media apps should have warning labels like cigarettes because of the risk social media poses to teenagers.
This is the defining public health challenge of our time. Social media has emerged as an important contributor to that youth mental health crisis.
And school officials in Los Angeles say they're considering a ban on cell phones in schools. Millions of people under heat warnings or advisories. Temperature records fell in Chicago Monday, the start of what's expected to be a week of record heat. And the Boston Celtics won their NBA record 18th title, beating the Dallas Mavericks to win the series 4-1. Jaylen Brown is MVP. This is ABC News. New Jersey political power broker George Norcross was charged by the state's attorney general with operating a racketeering enterprise in a waterfront redevelopment case. Norcross, a Democrat, was seated in the front row during a news conference announcing the charges, which he later denounced. Chase of the drive-thrus is ABC's Mike DeBusky.
One of the more than 100 McDonald's locations that is using artificial intelligence as a drive-thru to get ready to talk to a human again. Golden Arches are calling it quits on a partnership with IBM, which since 2021 has integrated AI chatbots into drive-thru ordering. Companies say the technology will be phased out by July 26th.
And Tuesday marks a year since the Titan submersible imploded in roots of the Titanic, and the Coast Guard set a public hearing to discuss the findings of its investigation still at least 2 months away. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
So we think we encourage active political engagement by inviting listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. All stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issuing candidates. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Nightline with Lee Twala. What is the worst movie franchise? Yeah. What are your thoughts on Transformers?
Wisconsin Elections Commission has voiced her support for criticized elections administrator Megan Wolf, as Wisconsin's top election official. Wolf had been the target of criticism since the 2020 presidential election. Supporters of Donald Trump accused Wolf of election fraud, and Wisconsin Republicans failed to impeach her earlier this year. Jacobs spoke to WISN-TV's Upfront.
Megan Wolf has done an outstanding job, and the idea that we would not have her be our administrator because people believe in conspiracy theories is not how you run good government.
Both Jacobs and Wolf will oversee the presidential election in Wisconsin in November. A heat wave has rolled into Wisconsin. Temperatures are expected to be in the low 90s in some parts of the state Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, with heat indexes in the high 90s. Thunderstorms are also expected this week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Paula Sapp, and this is Civic Media
Yeah, just keep working. I'm outside of here and getting back with my personal quarterback coach I work with. Continuing to focus on the little details and things I want to keep working on. And, you know, each guy has their own preference and whatnot. But, you know, I've been with my coach since sophomore year of high school, so definitely someone I'm comfortable with, and the details, the footwork, and things like that that I need to work on. So it's good.
Well, I went to California and I had me a band, and we played in all the bars and all the southern lands. Played all night and we drank for free.
And a lot of guys are really excited to go back to their, you know, roots and, you know, see some family, some friends, and
now have a lot of fun.
Be overnight, mostly clear skies and lower 70s, southwest breezy. On Tuesday, we'll have mostly sunny skies, highs in the lower 90s, the heat index between 95 and 100, breezy south winds, showers and storms. Tuesday night, currently 77 degrees.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On the next show, we'll welcome Art Paul Schlosser into the studio.
It's the Art Paul Experience of State Street Institution.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday morning, 6 until 8.
Yeah, we see it on the river, and we fish all day. And we drive across the country, let the radio.
We're listening to pre-recorded content.
7 damn years, I never thought she'd leave.
In sunny downtown Waukesha. Thank you so very much for joining us. You can always call, you can text at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Lots of stuff coming up on the show. Looking forward to our guest at 10:33. Ambassador Bruce Hayman is with the National Security Leaders for America, and we have talked to a number of their members in the past. These are officials who are really concerned about the potential of a second Trump presidency and what that would mean, not just for America, but globally, and especially about the importance of NATO. So this is something I think that needs to be reinforced. Donald Trump has said that he wanted to withdraw from NATO. Trump says he will do that if he is elected to a second term. This would have wide-reaching ramifications. So Ambassador Bruce Hayman, joining us at 10:33, we'll lighten it up next hour. 11:33, flying spiders are coming your way. They're big, they're flying, but they're shy. So PJ Leash, that's one of the headlines that I saw. That headline, PJ Leash, the bug guy from UW-Madison, the insect diagnostic lab, is joining us at 11:33 to talk about Joro's spiders coming to a neighborhood near you.
I like how you said we're going to get it light. You're like, spiders coming at you.
Flying spiders.
But, you know, they don't know if they want to dance with you.
Exactly. They're shy. You have to romance them.
You have to make the first move.
Well, take them to dinner first, and then we'll see. We'll learn all about spiders coming up at 11:33. I did want to thank everyone who went with us on the tour last week on the road with Jane and Todd and I. We had so much fun.
We really
did. We had a ball, and it was just so much fun to see the texts come in. We had our big text rivalry going on with our Scani Summer Text to Win contest across the state, and there was a surge on Friday in the last 3 minutes of Todd's show that he just smoked us. He just smoked us. I congratulate him. I do. And I accepted the result. Even though I saw some comments have been thinking it was rigged. No, it wasn't rigged. I lost. And I'm okay with that.
I'm sorry that I didn't ask you that question on Friday. Like, Jane or Todd, are you willing to accept the election results at the end of this contest?
I think it was when we were on the road from Richland Center to Eau Claire that we determined, we shook hands in the truck and agreed that however this shook out, we would accept the results. Graciously.
Like adults.
Like adults do. And the loser would accept the loss, and he did, and I bought him dinner. We had a great dinner on Friday night. But thanks to everybody who came out, and thanks to you guys for holding things down here at the Fort Calvin and Greg. Really, really appreciated it. Todd is an animal. I mean, he did most most in the setup. There's some heavy stuff involved. He carries a lot of equipment around. So he was remarkable. And I think one of the highlights, at least for me, was driving from... We had a little reservation snafu for our last two nights, which we found out about right in the middle of Todd's show on Thursday.
And then I got a wonderful text message from you later on.
And so as we're driving from Eau Claire to Avery on Thursday after the show, we ended up singing the entire soundtrack to the Book of Mormon, along with accompanying car dancing. And it was spectacular. So if you happen to see us driving up, I think it was 14, in a white Ram, two people dancing and singing like loons, that was crazy.
We just got a text message from Weston Middleton saying, you can still win if Luke Mathers has the courage.
Let's ping him right now.
Yeah.
And tell him that's hilarious. That is so funny. Liz from Saukville, you and Todd on the road in Wisco was the best. You make us Wisconsinites proud. Thank you so much, Liz. We had so much fun, and it was wonderful just seeing all the different parts of the state. Some of them I have been, you know, I was in Eau Claire briefly, but that was 40 years ago. And so just to get a chance to go around and see some of our communities and drive through these places, we are blessed, everybody, to live here. We really are.
And the people you got to talk to. Who would have thought? I was like sitting on the edge of my seat saying, talk more about cool.
Oh, wasn't that interesting?
It was so cool. So, yeah, last week you spoke to a gentleman who was in charge of the Eau Claire Food League.
Yes.
And explained the sport as a Wisconsinite. Born and raised here, never left, never heard of.
No, me neither. Calvin, had you ever heard of poop before?
I want to say I vaguely have heard of it. I've certainly never played it or seen it.
It's a play. I mean, once he explained it, it seemed like there's a lot more finesse involved than you might realize. But yeah, I thought that was fascinating. Todd had some great guests on from Richland Center, and we talked to educators, and we talked, it was a wonderful trip, so hopefully we're going to be able to do that again. We both want to go back to Balsam Lake. We stayed at this beautiful Airbnb in Balsam Lake, which is about 15 minutes north of Amory, and it was great.
I'm glad you had time. That's fun. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. All right. Ron Johnson.
Oh, God, really? You're having such a good time.
Of course, still here. Senator Ron Johnson, urging Governor Tony Evers and Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson to demand that the protest zone for the Republican National Convention be moved further away from Pfizer Forum. Johnson on WISN's Upfront says the proximity is ridiculous. I would like to see Mayor Johnson step up to plates and demand change. This is in all of our best interests. Governor Evers ought to be demanding change as well. As you know, obviously, the Republican Party were asking for this concern to be addressed. The Secret Service is expected to release its final security zone in the coming days, alongside the official protest zone from the City of Milwaukee officials. They are apparently still considering multiple options.
Apparently, according to Ron Johnson, says, I would love to see the security/protest zone be in Libertyville, Illinois, so he doesn't deal with protesters at all.
I'm sure they would.
Because he's a scared little boy. He doesn't like hearing that he doesn't have to be a judge.
Well, and we do have the right to peacefully protest.
Absolutely.
As Pat Kreitlow pointed out on his show, we heard it when I was driving up to Waukesha this morning. You know, it's interesting that they have no problem with abortion clinic protesters screaming at women as they're going to get health care.
Blocking their entry.
That's fine. They have the right to protest. But when it comes to us, now we want them far, far away so we stay safe. And I find it interesting that because there are guns allowed, thanks to state law, more guns make us safer. So they should feel perfectly safe.
Oh, yeah. Because as we know, if you're carrying a gun and you are licensed, you are responsible by definition and de facto. There's absolutely no chance that anyone who has a gun there will be a danger or a problem. It's fine.
Good guys with guns.
They're all there right now. They're going to be there that weekend or the week. Good guys with guns taking care of everything. Because we can trust them more than anybody else.
It's interesting.
Yeah, very interesting.
It is kind of. Makes you go.
Makes you go.
Things that make you go. It's so odd. Senator Johnson. All also dismissed reporting surrounding comments made by the former president reportedly calling Milwaukee a horrible city. Trump said in an interview on Fox he was referring to crime and the elections in the city. Trump said in an interview on Fox News he was referring to crime and the elections in the city. So he is saying he said that. Milwaukee is a horrible city. We had someone call last week who said he never said that. Fox News said he never said that.
Yes.
I think it's important just to remind folks that Fox News was fined almost $1 billion for lying to its audience that the 2020 election was rigged. Fined for lying to their audience.
The fact that we were told, well, I heard it on Fox News, was supposed to convince us, was supposed to be the arbiter of truth. Incorrect. He said it, and here's how I know he said it. No one can get their stories straight.
Well, that's exactly it.
Nobody can. You ask Brian Stile, one story. You ask Ron Johnson, another story. You ask Glenn Grossman, you ask Derek Van Horten, you all get different stories on it. And now they're all trying to say, well, he never said it. That's not what you said. You said he said it, but dot, dot, dot. But let's also not forget, Jane. Of course he thinks Milwaukee is more. Of course the Republicans in this state think Milwaukee is a horse place. Of course, and when I say Republicans, I'm talking about the elected. I'm not going to speak for the good folks in the state. They always think Milwaukee is a horrible place. They always say, they may not say that it's horrible, but they say it in other ways. So the fact that, again, Donald Trump just said the quiet thing out loud doesn't really mean anything, because a lot of the supporters are like, yeah, Milwaukee's a horrible place, so why are they even scrambling to deny it?
Continuing with WISN Upfront, Ron Johnson says there's no direct quote. He's denying it. Well, no, he just said that on Fox News, but he said it, but it's working right now. So why is the news media putting up a quote that there's absolutely no evidence of? Again, I'm sure if he spoke anything, I'll take him at his word. He was concerned, as we all should be, about problems in Milwaukee. Milwaukee has problems. There is no question. There is no question about that. No one is denying that. No one is saying it's a nirvana of happiness and joy on a daily basis. No, that's not true, but I think for a lot of folks, Milwaukee is not a horrible place to live.
It's not. And also, when we focus our ire towards the big cities with no solutions, they're always talking about all these terrible things that are in the big cities, but they're never proposing solutions.
Oh, right.
We also then don't talk about, and I don't want to say horrible, I want to talk about the problems that face the rural areas, the suburban areas, the farmland, the kids who are going to school in public schools out in Amory who need help. When we're just pointing our fingers and saying, walk, it's horrible, proposing no solutions and never talking about these other areas, then it's not fair. It's not equitable. And it feels like we're saying, well, I don't know. No, it's not.
No, it's not. We'll continue this conversation. 855-752-4842. 855-757. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission Pro retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena, on the corner of Highway 13 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 5.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Only using debit cards or cash, and those don't build credit. So they leave college with no credit history, which means no credit score, just when they need to rent an apartment or buy a car. And some employers users or even checking credit scores. Now there's a solution, a credit card made for students. Student cards have a low limit and don't require a credit card.
I feel the rain
like everybody,
drumming.
Students should
I'm
only use 10% of their credit every month.
I knew
and pay the card
coming,
off.
But I'm not
then when somebody's
my
ready for the job market,
it's
they
not
the credit they need to get the apartment card made. This is exactly what my kiddo's going to be doing to move to college in the next year or so. For more money tips, check out WorkMoney.org.
Tired,
this is Terry Dorsey.
No, it's not giving up. Right now the pain
this
is pouring,
from the
but I'm headed for the sun. It's not
you're
raining.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join our conversation. You can call, you can text at 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. We're after the 10:30 news, we're going to be joined by Ambassador Bruce Lehman with National Security Leaders for America. He was the ambassador to Canada. And we're going to find out more about his long history serving the country and his long involvement and talk about what it is that National Security Leaders for America, what is their goal and what are they working for. So that is coming up at 10:33. Hope you will stick around for that. Right now, we were talking about Senator Ron Johnson.
My hope is my umbrella.
Because he wants this to be a protest area around the RNC further away. Right now, it's a secure about the park, which that's about a block away from PISERV, which is where that convention is going to be going on. But they want them further away because they're a bit concerned about safety. Yeah, and I go back to more guns.
Yeah.
That seems to be the Republican mantra.
I mean, if they're going to the protest area, they're just going to be
shooting
your gun. See anything.
Do something.
Do something. And then we were also fish out of water. Seriously, they just can't land on the correct response to Donald Trump calling Milwaukee a horrible city. First, he never said that. Oh, wait, and he did say that, but it wasn't like he just meant in general it's horrible. No, it's horrible because the election was stolen. By the way, the election is not stolen. Numerous lawsuits were involved. Right? 63. And the Trump administration lost all of them except one.
And if we want to know if the election wasn't stolen, the election was fair and safe, we need not go further than our very own Assembly Speaker and Popcorn King. Reigning Popcorn King, Robin Voss, who said on multiple occasions it was safe, it was fair. It was
I hear people talking bad
fine,
about the way they
and then Michael Gable comes out of the woodwork and goes, but I have an opinion too!
So I've been on the wars,
but Ron Johnson, scared.
Well, he's just, back to the, what did Donald Trump say? Brian Stile can't keep his story straight, calling Milwaukee a horrible city. He's trying to defend the indefensible. This is the Democratic Party of Wisconsin Communications Director Joe Hosland. We know what Donald Trump said. We know what Donald Trump meant because Donald Trump has demonstrated nothing but contempt and disrespect for our state and the people who live here. Brian Stile's fealty to Donald Trump is compelling him to deny reality, and it's sad to watch.
Yes.
Stile later appeared to acknowledge to WISN Trump did call Milwaukee a horrible city, but he wasn't talking about the city. He was talking about the issues in the city. WISN asks him, Congressman, this is the quote, Milwaukee, where we have our convention, is a horrible city. Did he say that? Is that what you heard? Stile said, I was not recording. I wasn't taking notes. I don't believe he said that. So he doesn't say, I didn't hear him say that. He says, I don't believe he said that.
Frankly, I wasn't listening.
money
at all.
But they preach about some other way of living.
When they're and you are just defending the thing man, you believe anyways.
True.
I mean, you think it's a horrible city. You tell people that. That's how you get your votes. That's how you scare people into voting for you. Oh, Milwaukee has the liberal bastions of diversity and public education.
If you don't love it,
Senator LaTanya Johnson, State Senator LaTanya Johnson, Democrat from Milwaukee, said if Republicans really cared about stopping crime in Milwaukee, they would support passing tougher gun laws in the legislature. I asked them for help. They told me my heart aches for you, but that's not happening in my district. So let's talk about what the Republican Party has done to help address the crime in the city of Milwaukee, and the answer is nothing.
And we can talk to the legislature and ask right now, but oh, that's right. They're into what? Month 2 of their 10-month vacation? So
yeah.
They're not going to do anything to help either.
Well, no, they got other things to do. For 3 consecutive years between 2020 and 2022, Milwaukee did set new homicide records. This is from CBS 58. Homicides declined last year. So far this year, Milwaukee's 51 recorded homicides are down 22% from this time in 2020.
If you tell anybody, they're going to say, those are lies. And that's the thing, is we talk about crime statistics a lot. They're very straightforward. They're not, I mean, it's not like a liberal thing. It's just tracking. Reports, all the case, it shows that thing like crime is down, specifically violent crime is down.
And around the country.
Yes, and that's a great thing. Every politician should be celebrating that. Today. But no, they have to push this by saying it's a war zone. And it's horrible. But the moment we say, why did you say that? Well, I didn't say that.
That's not what I meant.
Yeah, I meant
that's
something.
That's not what I meant.
This brunch is horrible.
This is Milwaukee President and CEO Peggy Williams-Smith released a statement saying, quote, Milwaukee is an amazing city, attracting millions of visitors every year who fall in love with everything we know makes this city great. The Washington Post just named Milwaukee one of the best cities in the country in the summer. Top Chef loved Milwaukee so much they filmed a season. We know it's only a matter of time before everyone discovers all of the amazing things we have to offer.
Every time we have a comment, especially New York and LA, those coastal cities, those big cities where everything's happening, everything's cool. Right, they are cool. They come here and they always say the same thing. This city is amazing. I can't believe it's so beautiful. They talk about how affordable it is. And they, especially in the spring, summertime, and in fall, winter's tough, but still, it's gorgeous. So much food. We had so much fun. Great food, great people. I mean, they gush about this city. So, I can't stay still away. Waiting to be told what's so horrible. I can't about stay it, away don't like from voting.
You. I can't stay away from you for another whole day.
It's a horrible problem.
And Jane said it, and she stands behind it. It's a horrible problem. Put that on the billboard.
All right, we have news coming up in just a little bit. And then when we return, it was the ambassador to Canada. Bruce Heyman is going to be joining us. He's with an organization called National Security Leaders for America. We've had a number of their members on already, and we're going to continue to do so as we lead up to the November election. So stay tuned for the news, followed by Ambassador Bruce Heyman joining us. Keep it right here. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the line, the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Major executive action on immigration expected from President Biden Tuesday, and sources say this would shield roughly 500,000 spouses of U.S. citizens from deportation, letting them apply for permanent resident status without having to return to their home country. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy says social media apps should have warning labels like cigarettes because of the risk social media poses to teenagers.
This is the defining public health challenge of our time. Social media has emerged as an important contributor to that youth mental health crisis.
And school officials in Los Angeles say they're considering a ban on cell phones in schools. Millions of people under heat warnings or advisories. Temperature records fell in Chicago Monday, the start of what's expected to be a week of record heat. And the Boston Celtics won their NBA record 18th title, beating the Dallas Mavericks to win the series 4-1. Jaylen Brown was MVP. This is ABC News.
That's what this day's been.
This is your local civic media radio station.
Want to hear even more anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It ain't nothing.
Civic Media News, I'm Ellison. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state Supreme Court is expecting to issue a ruling soon about ballot drop boxes. University of Wisconsin political scientist Barry Burton.
The Supreme Court has considered a new case that would allow the pass, and there's a new liberal majority
justices gave local clerks flexibility about locating absentee polling places, but kept a ban on early voting vehicles in place. The U.S. Energy Department is giving the University of Wisconsin Extension $1 million to educate communities about large-scale renewable energy projects. Those projects usually go up in smaller communities where they often face strong local opposition. Wisconsin already has 33 large-scale solar developments in place or in progress in 21 counties. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community.
It ain't
it's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm Pete with the 60-second showbiz beat. The Tom Brady roast just continues to create collateral damage. In addition to not being funny, the event made many people sad and put Brady's ex-wife Giselle Bundchen's new relationship with her jiu-jitsu instructor, Joaquin Puente, in jeopardy. Insiders say the roast caused her and her boyfriend relationship stress. In a related story, Giselle Bundchen is dating a guy who teaches jiu-jitsu. Are you wondering where Armie Hammer has been? Me neither. But in case you were, Hammer took an industry-imposed leave of absence, taking the hint after being dropped by his representatives and from many projects after a string of women and past girlfriends accused the actor slash trust fund kid of assault, sexual misconduct, and cannibalistic desires. Hammer did admit he's been seeking help and treatment and says he got so much hate from people everywhere he would go, he felt bad for his kids. In his defense, he denied the cannibalism accusations, saying they made him laugh so hard he almost choked to death on a clavicle. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price in the overnight. Mostly clear skies at lower 70s. South winds breezy. On Tuesday, we'll have mostly sunny skies. Highs in the lower 90s. The heat index between 95 and 100. Breezy southwinds. Showers and storms. Tuesday night, it's 78 at our studios.
And the vows I took
back there on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert McFarlane flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno Fest?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Like have an Uno Fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matinee on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie, and it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into it anymore because it's the same every movie.
Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone, overload, and
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
On the right side of
the local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
On Tuesday's National Splurge Day, we talk about what little luxuries you add to your life right now and the big ones you get if you can really splurge.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning starting at 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
morning. Welcome, welcome to Matt Mayer on Air. Jay Matt Mayer, Greg Bach, Kelvin Butenhoff, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha, where you can always join the conversation. You can call, you can text the same number, 855-752-4842, or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Excited to be joined by our next guest. He is a member of a group called National Security Leaders for America. We have talked to several of their members over the last couple of months, and we're going to keep doing this up until the November election. He was the ambassador to Canada. Bruce Kamen is our guest. Good morning, Bruce. Thank you. Absolutely. Thank you so very much for joining us. If you would, Bruce, tell us a little bit about National Security Leaders for America. What is their goal, and why did you become a part of this?
National Security Leaders for America is really launched the original National Security Leaders for Biden, which came out of the 2020 campaign. And then the realization that the group came together, which was really a nonpartisan group, just everybody very concerned about Donald Trump. And so we had Republicans, Democrats, we had people without any political affiliation joining in, military leaders, former military leaders, a lot of people who were deeply concerned about national security and deeply concerned about Donald Trump. So the combination of those two enabled this group not only to come together, but now is unfortunately thriving in the potential prospect of a Trump presidency.
We had spoken to Steve Anderson a couple of times, and he told us, too, he said, trust me, I'm not a liberal. I've been a Republican my entire life. He was in the military for more than 30 years. And he said, this isn't a Republican-Democrat issue. This is a American issue. Just keep your eyes on me.
Never lose sight of me. We're sleepwalking a little bit into thinking about this and surface way. Oh my God, you have a strong voice. You know, the economy was this way during this time, and maybe it will be that way again if he was president. He is the greatest threat to democracy that we've experienced probably, at least in the lifetime of everybody on the planet today. And he doesn't respect the rule of law, but we have alliances around the world. That it's he is willing to throw out and advocate. NATO is a perfect example. The language he's using, he doesn't understand what NATO is, or he's trying to reposition it in a way that belongs in some various ways. Everybody should be building their own military capabilities so we can fit together as a group and deter Russia. But he was delivered recently was, hey, you're not 22% Russia, move into the world.
Yeah.
He was like, what kind of insurance is that? You know, it's just
an average concept of what he is. Donald Trump seems to think that there is an account. Like every country has a NATO account, and they have to make their monthly deposit like you're paying off a car. That's right. Not how it works.
Exactly. That's not how it works at all. And, you know, because I know for a fact that he has said things like, well, wait a minute, let me understand this. If Russia attacks Estonia, the U.S. is going to go to war with Russia, and the answer is yes. He's like, that's crazy. No, it's not. It's all about the country. That's the whole concept. And he gives up on these things. And I said, why are we spending this money?
to help out Ukraine. I'm like, why? Prevent us from sending our food to Europe to help defend that money. Would that be the best money ever spent? It's a super small percentage of the U.S. budget. And yeah, we have a lot of problems elsewhere we could spend money on. This is one. And so, you know, I am concerned in a Donald Trump next presidency that the world turns upside down in a lot of these ways, and national security is a threat.
And I think, too, Bruce, we cannot say this enough, that the biggest beneficiary if America withdraws from NATO is Vladimir Putin and Russia. This would be a big, big gift, all wrapped up in a bow for Russia.
Oh my gosh. You remember when you met with Vladimir Putin and they sat down and in the press conference, he said, look, I believe him over the U.S. intelligence. You know, hello. Your U.S. intelligence officials are telling you that this guy is a threat, he's gotten involved in elections, international things. He sat across the table and said, and I'm like, are you looking at me? And he kicked out his interpreter out of the room.
Yeah.
I don't know what his conversations are, but, you know, he's the guy that cheered some of our embassy Russia right there in the Oval Office, giving up human intelligence, and likewise, and if he didn't share it, he sure put it all over his house in Mar-a-Lago with an incredible number of visitors in the bathroom and stage and everywhere else. So, yeah, Vladimir Putin is the big winner in the Donald Trump election.
You know, sir, something that really, it sticks with me every time someone asks the question. It's such a, like, well, why are we even over there? We don't need to do this. We don't need to be spending this money. In my brain, the thing I'm always thinking about when it comes to Ukraine specifically, this is a country that is fighting for their freedom. There is a force trying to take over their country. They want freedom. We are a country that they specifically say all the time how great we are because how free we are. So the fact that Ukraine wants to enjoy that same sort of freedom is a no-brainer on why we should or should not be helping them. They want to be free. You love freedom, then we should be helping them. But since they're like, well, no, we don't need to be doing that. It's ridiculous. They can help themselves. No, they obviously can't. They need help. They need to be there to help push this agenda of freedom for them. It boggles my mind and angers me at the same time, and that's why we love individuals like yourself. It's easy to listen to us and say, well, you know, they're just pushing a Biden agenda. They're just pushing a liberal agenda. No, we have experts in the field talking about how important it is. I want to reiterate what you just said 8 minutes ago, that Donald Trump is the greatest threat to this country right now. That is important to hear and understand that. I'm not saying that, sir. Former Ambassador Bruce Hayman is saying that.
Just laughing and dying and sunburned, frying the good times in stereo.
Get a tube full of crickets and some bull peanuts. Get your name in buzz. I know many times.
Put your feet in the water.
Popcorn top just float like a popcorn. It don't matter if you master craft or your fast track of it. Don't matter. And they put a little sun on that farm stand, leave your troubles on the bank and your gas in the tank. Just worry about us in your cup. Mark Twain.
Yes.
It's a really hard task for us to convince the MAGA supporters of Donald Trump that they're walking in a very bad place.
Yeah. If you're just joining us, our guest is the former ambassador to Canada, Bruce Thiemann, is here, and he's part of a group called National Security Leaders for America. It's his rugby, particularly in the last 5-6 years, with figures like Tucker Carlson going to Russia and talking about how wonderful their grocery stores are, and everything is beautiful, and everything is wonderful, and
for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Now can look back almost fondly.
Welch's Ace Hardware now has a full-service small engine shop. That's right. Now you can get all your small engine service at Welch's Ace in Richland Center. Chainsaws, snowblowers, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors, all service with 2 full-time technicians to give you prompt professional service. Welch's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snowblowers for sale. Pick up and delivery service available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Yes, mail in back.
Your attention, please. Frogan's Do It Best retirement sale liquidation is going on now. That's right. Hurry in and save during Frogan's Do It Best store closing sale. Everything goes, including all hardware, power tools, grills, hand tools, appliances, furniture, and more. First come, first serve. After 91 years in business, the Frogan family will retire. Save up to 50% store wide. Doors open at 8 a.m. daily. Frogan's Do It Best in Boston. Bell is liquidating to the bare walls, and it's your chance to save like never again. Hurry in today.
All sales by Western Credit Card only cash and carry pricing with delivery available.
Frogan's Do It Best retirement sale in Boston Bell is going on now.
I think, of course, the one side says, well, all mail and voting and all absentee
sponsors this year
for
hometown baseball. These sponsors include Bill Backford, Meister Cheese,
if they do away with mail and voting, then what about all the
insurance of Richland Center, Royal Bank, Honkers and Sportsmen, Wilkinson Auction Services, Walsh's Ace, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, and the Village of Muscadet. Again, the Mudcats would like to thank the sponsors for the 2024 season.
Uniformed officers could vote, and so this is an important aspect of our voting. And also, you get it's mail-in ballots. And you may remember Gabe Sterling coming out in Georgia. We're waiting for those votes from abroad. Yeah, at the margin, Americans living abroad won the state of Georgia and won the state of Arizona, and could be a big contributor here.
Every vote counts. Every single vote counts. We've been saying this for months and months and months. We just had a text contest between our show and another show on the network. He beat us by 30 votes. Every vote counts. In something silly like our text contest, in something critically important like keeping America, American democracy, myvotewi.gov. Make sure you're registered. You can sign up. Everything you need to know is there, myvote.wi.gov. Our guest is the former ambassador to Canada, Bruce Thiemann. Is here. Bruce, can you stick around for another segment?
Sure.
Wonderful. Stay close. If you're listening to Matt Nair on air, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Yeah.
from
the Peggy Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Fella DeVan, we're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you drop the consumers into basically having to pay, like, junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Peggy Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlife with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie and the first one.
I didn't know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into it anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and testosterone.
Nightlife with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning, welcome back to Matt Mayer on Air, Jane Matt Mayer, Greg Mock, Sweet Gal B on the board, coming to you from our studio in hot downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call, you can text at 855-752-4842 or leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, or the platform Elon continues to actively ruin. Our guest is a former ambassador to Canada. Bruce Heyman is here, and he is with an organization called National Security Leaders for America. And we're talking about why NATO is important and why it is important for America to stay in NATO. And we did have a comment from Tony Zimmerman that I wanted to share. A fractured West also benefits China. So, yes, not only would us leaving, would America leaving NATO be a gift for Vladimir Putin, it would also be a big gift for Xi Jinping of China.
Oh my gosh, you're absolutely right. And you know, I was just recently with an amazing woman from the Ukraine who is teaching women at home while their partners, spouses, husbands are out fighting the military, teaching them to fly drones to attack Russia. She's caught over 70,000 people. And
wow.
70,000, not perfectly, like 15,000.
Right.
And they have figured out that sending swarms. Now, the capabilities of the Ukrainians is so high at the engineering level that they continue to adapt and readapt these drones. But what she told me, I said, well, what about the Russian powers? What are their capabilities? She says, well, the capabilities behind us, but once they have to bring these drones, they can quickly analyze it and figure out what they're doing. That rediscovered technology that goes straight to China, and produce drones to come back to us. And so they had to act very rapidly in continuing to develop that. But it's clear the Chinese have been very helpful to Vladimir Putin's process. And we may not see it directly, but I think, look, it's happened. There is an alliance that's there.
So I'll just take
these. And then you've got the the bad actors come together on the other side of this wall of democracy that we put together in NATO and other, you know, countries that are out there. And so, yes, that threat.
And if America leaves NATO, we are giving them a great big gift. I just think it's important that people understand that this would have disastrous ramifications if America pulls out of NATO.
I think that's why we're going to be talking Bruce on the show to discuss it because of their expertise. The thing, and I mentioned this to you before, Jake, I don't know, and I apologize. I don't want this to come up as any sort of conspiracy theory, but there for his people. And now when they want to delineate between good and bad, they say Chinese Communist Party China, to sort of almost say there are two factions here. When it's really what you're talking about, Bruce, it's one country led by one man who is making these decisions to work with another man who is trying to steal freedom and try to help create a narrative in this country to lead a guy who should not be president. I mean, that sounds like a lot, and I don't want to sound crazy, but when I listen to GOP leaders talk, when they want to slag off China, they say Communist China, Communist Party China. But then when we talk about Xi Jinping, it's just China. It's wonderful.
So it's a nuanced conversation, and it's very different than Russia. Russia actually is a smaller country. People are like, oh my God, it's Russia. Russia's lucky to be the
G20. Seriously.
Right?
Yes.
So what they have is, what they have that makes the whole difference is they have nuclear. They actually don't have a military that's all that capable, and we've been watching them in action, and we've learned a lot over the last few years. But we know that they have nuclear bombs, and they constantly, casually make these threats. This is very different from China today. Now, China today is the second largest power in the world. And then we're going to have to figure out how to work with China on a global basis. And it can't be all hostile. If we're going to solve climate change and face climate problems in the world, some way to figure this
please
out.
Don't take
so
her
China's got to be at a very different level. Secretary of State Blinken, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, do this dance of understanding that China's an important relationship for us, but also in other cases an adversary, in other cases a partner, and so it's a much more complicated relationship. Russia is just
she's the only thing in life
at every level, and the threat is real, and so it's very complicated.
Well, and I think what has been pointed out, too, by some of our former guests from National Security Leaders for America, just that the Ukrainians have done an incredible job of really harming the Russian military, not just manpower, but equipment and everything. So this, at least from America's standpoint, has been a pretty good investment.
Yeah, of course. Tens, if not hundreds of thousands of lives have been lost as a result of this crazy campaign that Putin's doing. I think we Americans just need to make sure that he doesn't win that, because if he does, then what's to say if he can will vote? What's to say if he can vote?
Absolutely. He is the former ambassador to Canada and a member of the National Security Leaders for America. Bruce Hayman has been our guest. Thank you so much, Bruce. We would love to have you back.
Pleasure. Good to be with you, and stay cool in Waukesha.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Stay close. News is coming up next. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast Civic Media Radio Network.
Listening to News from the Center, WRCE,
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Tuesday to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Crudy going to Racine to meet the front row Joes at the Trump rally. Better tune in. New friends and you, Devils.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
Impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it. I got the job. I can't believe it.
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project.
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/actnow. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
More news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.